Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Grombach is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the chief and original demographer in our Brain Trust, the author of The Age Curve. The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm, available wherever books are sold. KGCDirect.com, right?
That's correct.
So check out Ken's website. Okay, Ken, we're talking about the impact of the young kids, the Gen Ys, the millennials, 11 to 30, as you say. Some people put that a little bit off. They maybe say like more like, you know, 13 to 34, 3 or 34, something like that. But regardless, most of that generation is now a voting age, isn't it?
Well, about half of it.
I bet most. Well, I'm just going to say, okay, Ken, that's most, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I think as of this morning, it kicked over to 51%. So
there you go.
So we got most. All right. So, but that's millions. No. Wait, Ken. You take 18 from 12 or 13. That's a whole lot more in the voting age than there are not. But that's tens of millions of voters who are still starry-eyed, aren't they? Now, regardless of your politics, Ken, a starry-eyed voter is going to start vote for starry-eyed issues.
A starry-eyed voter is going to vote Democratic.
That's right.
Yeah.
More of them than not.
We say that...
Especially the ladies... And I know the reason I know this is because I've talked to them, and they're very, very much, and they're very much conscious of their own reproductive rights. That's the biggest deal to most of them.
Could be.
It is. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
More important than the economy.
Well, if. What we're looking at here, I think Marco Rubio versus Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to be the nominees. I just know this. Demographically, you brought up the minorities earlier. The Democrats have an angle with the minorities. They've got an angle with at least half of the Gen Y, the white Gen Ys.
Correct, and that's exactly why I think that the Republicans, when all is said and done, could very, very possibly go with a Latino.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's how they can potentially do this. But the Republicans are losing a voter about every 17 or 18 seconds, and the Democrats are gaining a voter because they're coming of age to vote about every 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still an incredible imbalance. When I wrote the book in 2008, the age curve, I forecast four election cycles going to the Democrats, and it's two down, two to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I know that bums people out.
No, it's the truth. I mean, what Ken and I are talking about is the unrelenting inevitability of demographics, isn't it, Ken?
That's right. You
unrelenting, non-negotiable inevitability of demographic.
You can't slow it down. You can't speed it up. You can't pretend it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening right now is a demographic issue. The middle class and middle age that occupy the same space, the people that are currently 31 to 50. Is a group of a small indigenous population of Generation X and a huge immigrant population of Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Latinos may be the people that are going to determine the next election.
I think a lot of the political pundits are agreeing with you on that, and And you know what's strange about this? This is a difference between state politics and national politics, Ken. And that is that there are way more Republican governors, like 32 to 28. I mean 18 Republican. I mean, it's ridiculous how many more Republican governors there are than Democrat governors. There are more state houses. I'm sorry, more state legislatures in control of by Republicans than Democrats. The United States Congress is in control, is being controlled by majority Republicans, and yet on a national basis, the Republicans are really behind the eight ball demographically.
You know, it's a hard call, and so what I believe what's going to happen is the national election is going to be dominated by the Democrats, and everybody else is going to be sad. They're going to moan about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is, and it seems to be going in that direction. People that I talk to, minorities that I talk to, minority groups that I talk to, favor Hillary. They want a woman, and they want a Democrat.
Well, plus they're also in love with Hillary. They're in love with the Clintons. They're just without reason in love with the Clintons. That's just all there is to it.
Do you think she's going to survive?
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
I think it will depend on whether the FBI really follows the evidence where it leads them. Because I think there is evidence there.
Yeah, that and Benghazi. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hold on, I thought we'll take a quick break and talk some a different angle on demographics, folks. If you weren't already unsettled enough, we got more to come with Ken Grumbach. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.